This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the changing economics of sports media. If you're a baseball fan and a Comcast cable subscriber, it's possible you've had to catch the games the old-fashioned way. There are these little things called radios. That's because the carriage agreement between Comcast and the media company Diamond Sports Group, which owns 18 regional sports networks, expired this week. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
The prevailing local sports media business model from the 1980s until about 5 years ago was for sports teams to sell their rights to a regional sports network, which would then sell carriage rights to a cable company.
Then the consumer would buy a bundle.
Andrew Zimbalist is an economics professor at Smith. But now with streaming, consumers have more options. They can choose to buy only what they want, not the whole bundle. And Zimbalist says others are opting to pirate the games instead.
There are stations you can go to that are stealing the signals. It's something that a lot of youth know how to access.
Now, some sports teams are selling their rights to local broadcasting affiliates instead of regional sports networks, says Brian Weezer of the consulting firm Madison & Wall. He says those can be accessed through cable or even with rabbit ears.
So free-to-air, which has the added benefit of broadening the appeal potentially of the sport, making it possible for people without a subscription to see these games.
He says it's kind of a callback to the way we used to watch sports back in the 70s and 80s. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.